Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good evening. 18 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
This is NATERL, the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net, will be starting shortly. Do we have any pre-net check-ins?
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave from Bay City. No traffic, David.
Good evening, Dave. Anyone else?
KAD.
For the pre-net check-in for tonight's Sunday Mid Michigan Net, please call.
Kilo Charlie 8. Victor Oscar Alpha and KD8PAZ was in there before me. He doubles with their TC8DOA.
Okay, we got KD8PAZ, TC8VOA. Anyone else?
KSA-EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Good evening, Mike. All right, we'll be starting here in just a couple of minutes. This is on ADRL. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NADRL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on EchoLink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have KE8PCQ, KD8PAZ, KC8VOA, and KF8EDQ. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short-time mobile or are in and out. How about any Echolink stations, please call. And we're down to regular check-ins. Please call NADRL.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Frank Moon, Duncan. Good evening.
Okay, we have Bob joining us. All right, well, it's, again, kind of strange Michigan weather. Looks like... we're going to get some snow tomorrow, I think 1 to 3, or tonight and tomorrow, 1 to 3. And then I think starting Tuesday or Wednesday, we're going to have temperatures up in the 30s and 40s for a few days. So welcome to Michigan, I guess. Let's go to the top of the list, KE8PCQ, Dave, with many to follow. Good evening, Dave.
NADRL in the group, KE8PCQ here. Kind of got the TV on with the Lions game, which is kind of sickening. But maybe they'll pull it out. I don't know. Right now it's tied. We're on the border of that snow and between the 1 and 3 and 5 and 8. So I don't know what's going to happen. It'll start about midnight and... you know, being warm, I guess we'll get some snow and it'll be wet, which that's okay. Practice cold a little bit this week and trying to get that so where I can participate in that. It's something I've never done and I've tried it a couple times. We're going to finish it this time. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Okay. Yeah, I did not. I didn't notice the 5 and 8. I've not watched the weather all day. Just had too many things going on. And yeah, okay. On the CW. Good luck with that. If you can get it down, boy, that's a real accomplishment. And I do a little bit of CW, but not that great at it. But I hope that that it works out for you. Minnie, you are up next with Rick on standby, KD8PAZ.
Well, NADRL, this is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everybody. I had a good breakfast with Ron and Tom and Mike and Joe. So anyway, other than that, not doing much. I have started working on my puzzles again. I started today. I'm doing right now, it's in the shape of a candy kiss. So there's all different colors in it. There's 500 pieces. So it'll take me a little while with the different colors and stuff and the shape it's in. This is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Well, fine business on the puzzle. Many, I'll be looking forward to seeing a picture of that on Facebook. And just want to tell you that your radio and antenna system is really working great. You are lighting up a lot of the bars. As far as the stations that are hooked up to the repeater, so your rig and antenna system is really really doing well. All right, next up is Mike KF8EDQ with Bob on standby.
NADRL in the group. This is KF8EDQ. I'm watching the football game, and the Bears just picked it off, so not too happy about it. Not too much going on. I got to switch radios. I'll have more on the second round. The battery's about to die on this one, so I'll pass it back to Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Well, it looks like they dominated the first half. Second half's not going their way too well. Bob, you're up. That will be at the end of the list. N8KPR, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Dave, everybody on the net. Yeah, I watched the first half. They're doing really well. Then I watched just the beginning of the second half, and I had to change channels for somebody else that lives in the house there. Yeah, I could have went to another TV that I enjoy, you know. The Lions look like they're... I hope they're not a typical Lion, you know, where they end up losing it in the last 2 minutes, but hopefully not. I mean, they're not in the playoffs anyway, so it don't matter, but all they can do is make the Bears have a bad day. And other than that, not much going on. I went to church this morning, and the wife and I went to church, and then pretty much slacked all day, been a slacker. I was eyeballing other projects I got to do around here, but, you know, that's pretty much as far as I got, just looking at them. Trying to figure out what I'm going to do. It's always fun trying to do something and you're not sure how to do it. You know, it's completely, you know, you can't even look it up. It's just somebody wants it done and I got to try and do it. And then I guess the dishwasher had a little small leak in it on both edges of the door at the bottom. So I was on the internet trying to figure that out. Could be a seal, could be plugged up really geek there inside of there, but everything looked okay. Well, that said, back to the control. This is an AKPR.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Well, it seems like it's always something, a leak here or something going on in the house, so well, good luck with that. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. Let's make another call. This is NADRL for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Anyone who'd like to join us, please call.
KC8VOA, NHNPN, Nancy Tango Nancy, in and out.
KC8YVF. Rick, did I miss you?
Yeah, you went from Minnie to Mike.
Okay, stand by. I'll get right to you, Rick. Who was the in and out station?
That was Doug, N8NTN.
Okay, I've got Doug and also got Ron checked in. Rick, go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, I did not make the club breakfast yesterday. I wanted to. I'd like to catch up with Joe. I had a family holiday event that we kind of got together finally for Christmas and New Year's yesterday, and that was a good event. We actually rented a hall, so that was nice, and it was very, very enjoyable. Like Bob, I did church this morning and got home and fixed some spaghetti, and I said to the wife, I says, how come the Ring doorbell hasn't been going off? And she went to check. She goes, it's not online. And I said, okay, because I wired that in direct, and there's a resistor in there, and it's a big resistor, but every now and then, it's a 10-watt resistor, they burn out, and you have to replace the resistor, so about every 3-4 years. So that's what I need to do tomorrow, but getting back into the doorbell is a challenge, so I think I'm going to be mounting that resistor someplace else. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control, TC8BOA, over to N8ERL.
Okay, Rick. Very good. Okay, we down to Doug, and I think Doug was in and out. KNPN, I believe he's in and out. So that takes us to KCAYVF. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. I was trying to run down the list here and that, so thought there was Mike in there, Bob in there, then Doug, but I'm probably out of whack. Anyhow, I missed the beginning of the net. I had it on the wrong frequency. I was sitting in the chair here watching the Lions foobar themselves again, and turned around, looked at 702, and it said, why isn't the net on? And I looked, and I'm on the wrong frequency. I was on the frequency for the state net, on the late frequency, and wasn't on the 2-4. So anyhow, good evening, everyone. For me, at least, New Year's was uneventful. My wife and I stayed home New Year's Eve. We stayed home New Year's Day and did little of nothing. Same thing over the weekend, kind of hibernated from last week. So did projects, lots of projects in the basement here. Been doing 3D projects and all sorts of things. I made something for my grandkids that I was waiting for the parts in to come in. I ordered them December 3rd, but they didn't come in until after Christmas, so I got that printed and ready to go for the grandkids here. And then I'm working on another project, just finishing that one up. And then my initial project, the remote control robot game, was having some issues, so I managed to get those corrected, work through those and get those corrected, so that's working. So been spending most of the time in the basement, on the radio a little bit, got some POTUS stations added to the list. Also, the 12 colonies, let me break. The 12 colonies, I can't remember who posted that. I think Jeff KCI posted it to the Facebook, Savara Facebook page, is going to be on the air. So I think New Hampshire is on until the 10th, and then I'm not sure what stations from there, but the information's up there. Look up the 13 colonies. So I've been listening through the bands here, trying to see if I could hear one tonight. Didn't hear much of anything tonight, so I'll still try and get those while I can. Weather-wise, tomorrow we'll get what we get. I got to go back to work. It's back to normal work weeks now, 5 days a week. From the just before Thanksgiving to the end of the year, I was working 4 or 3 day work weeks, and those are kind of nice. But starting tomorrow, I'm back to 5 days a week, which isn't a nice thing, but it is what it is. Back over to you, Dave. Thanks for doing the net tonight, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron. I'll run through the list, providing I can remember we get to the end here. Of course, we're going on the second round, so that'll probably give you a chance to catch up. On that 13 colony thing, yeah, I did happen to read that, just not plugged into that, just not going to have time to work on it, but you might try DX Summit. I think it's DXSummit.fi. just go to the X Summit and it will come up so that they might, it might show postings for those stations. All right, we are at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Please call. Okay, I just have one comment for me. I was able to tag, and I can't say this, it's an island group south west, I think, of Mexico. It's called the Rivi Yahi He Do Yeylands. I don't know how to say it, but it's kind of a rare country. I happen to catch it on 20 meters sideband, a couple of, let's see, I think on the 31st. They were only going to be there until the 31st of December, so luckily I got them and got them confirmed. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list with Dave, KEPCQ, with many to follow. Go ahead.
NADRL and the group. Well, it's going to get snow tonight. I know we are. But whatever we get, I guess I got to agree with you, get we get. And I'm kind of in food coma right now. We had some wonderful cabbage rolls for dinner, cabbage rolls and mashed potatoes, and oh, my God, that's good. Minnie, I don't know what she's got for a radio or an antenna, but, boy, she comes in the best of the group. I mean, it is top-notch. With that said, everybody, 73, have a great week. KE8PCQ, back to NADRL in the group.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Well, very good on the cabbage rolls. Yeah, it's one of my favorites, too. We don't make them too much, but I remember as a kid growing up, it was one of the staples between my aunts and my mom and my grandma used to really do a lot with the cabbage rolls. Okay, next is Minnie, and up to that will be Rick. Promise, Rick, I won't forget you this time. KD8PAZ, and yeah, Minnie, you really hammer in with your rig. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Ron there. It was good to see him yesterday. And yeah, Joe came and had coffee and toast with us yesterday, and then I went to his house. He gave me a puzzle to do, so he says, oh, it's 1,000 pieces. Is that okay? I says, oh, yeah, that's okay. So I got that one, and then my daughter had bought me 3 puzzles for Christmas, and the one has got 3 puzzles in the box, so actually I ended up with like 6 puzzles. So anyway, other than that, that's what I'll be doing. So it's too nasty to go outside, it's supposed to get snow and possible freezing drizzle in the morning. So everybody that has to be out and go to work or whatever, drive safely. This is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Yeah, Manny, that's a good advice. I don't know what kind of mess we're going to have. Last week on the 26th, my grandson had a hockey tournament up in Alpena. So, started on Friday, right with the ice storm, so a lot of people were really had a tough time getting up there. In fact, they had, I think, 5 players that didn't make it up there. I talked to with my daughter, and she went up Christmas Day later in the afternoon after we had everything squared away. So she made it up there, spent the night ready to go. And then my wife and I went up in the evening to be there for Saturday's game. And luckily that worked out pretty good. So, well, as I'm speaking, looks like the Lions pulled it out 19-16 with a field goal. So who would have thought? Good deal on that. Okay, Minnie, thanks a lot. Rick, you are up next with Mike to follow. KC8BUA.
Well, very good there, Dave. It sounds like these travel hockey games are getting rather expensive. And meaning you just had to say 1,000 pieces? Yeah, Joe, I had it done by tomorrow. And I'll see what kind of response you get out of them there. Yeah, I figure it's Monday morning. I've got we do every Monday we meet at Tony's at 8 o'clock here at Center, and we have what we call a weekly devotional, and we do a section from Oswald Chambers' book, His Utmost Highest, and we do that every week. We've been doing it now for, well, we're almost complete with a year's worth of daily devotionals, so we've been doing it every week for almost 300 and some weeks now. So, give you an idea how long we've been at it. So, it's been good, and I enjoy that, and I enjoy the group of guys I meet with there, and anybody that wants to is more than welcome to join us if they'd like to. Like I said, I've got to dig in that ring doorbell and find out what the problem is. I'm not going to put the resistor back in the same place. If I put that back in place, it's going to be someplace I can access it. There's no sense in going through that business outside like that. It's really a pain in the butt. And with that, I'm going to wish everyone safe travels and a wonderful night. And enjoy yourselves. KCDOA 73, back to NADRL.
I find business on all of that, Rick. It's great that you get a chance to do that, especially on a Monday. I'm sure that kind of sets the tone for the rest of your week. So thank you for sharing that. Mike, you're up, KF8EDQ, with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Mike.
Roger, this is KFA-EDQ. I spent the weekends, of the mornings anyway, at the shelter, and we walked some dogs, we cuddled them, and fed them lots of treats. And, what else? I replaced the front brakes on my pickup yesterday, because they were wearing unevenly. So now that's all nice and fixed up, they're working perfectly. I have to go back to work tomorrow, which I am kind of dreading, but, you know, I really enjoy my job, and so I'm gonna go back with full strength and see what we can get accomplished. And so that's what I got going on this weekend, and I got work, and then we'll get back into the grind of things. So thanks for doing that, and we'll pass it back. This is KFA-EDQ.
Okay, well, good for you. It is so cool that you do that for the shelter, Mike. It's something I thought about. Don't know if I'll work it in, but it seems like the older I get, the more retired I get, the more stuff I have to do. But kudos to you for doing that. I forgot to mention to Rick the travel hockey thing. Yeah, I think... my grandson's in his fifth year of travel hockey, and it's so tough in the winter, so tough with the, I tell you, countless stories of fighting snowstorms and shoveling out and what have you. And when I don't go, I've always kind of worried for my my daughter and my wife. They usually go together when I can't go, but I'm always home fretting. And then both of my daughters were competition dancers, but at least that was in the summer, and got to go to a lot of cool places for competitions, Las Vegas a few times, Disney World a few times, Virginia Beach, and a couple other places. So, yeah, it's not cheap, and I guess that's just life. Okay, thank you, Mike. Bob, you're up next. With Ron to follow. Bob, I'm going to take a standby real quick just to see if anybody wants to jump in. This is NADRL. Is there anyone who would like to join us for the final round of the Mid-Michigan Net? All right, Bob, over to you
with Ron DeFalo and NAKPR.
This is NAKPR. And not much more to add. Hopefully the roads aren't too bad tomorrow morning. I don't have to go no place, but for the people that do, drive safe. And all my total is for 2025 was 2,163 contacts. Beat last year's by a couple hundred. And that's not, you know, I just come down here and when I'm home and turn on the radio, and if there's something out there, you know, I'll try to make contact, and if I can't get nobody, I'll just leave the radio on. I'll come back an hour or two later and check it again. And it's not like I can sit down here all day, just, you know. But that was my total, 2,163. But, and I don't know. To me, it sounds like it's going to be kind of hard to beat, because the last several years I've only got around 1,500, 1,600. But the bands, sometimes when the bands are open, I'll knock out 25 contacts in a, you know, hour and a half. You know, you just bam, 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 one after the other. So today wasn't horrible. It was fairly decent. Bands are kind of open. And yeah, those IOTA and Soda, you know, I remember a long time ago, I never knew what IOTA stood for. I know it had to do with islands, but I didn't know on the air was where the OTA comes in there, but I learned that later on. So then you got POTA, SOTA, and IOTA. So that's it. Thanks for doing that, Dave, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow night. Have a good night, and see you tomorrow night. Back to control.
Bob, that's pretty darn impressive. I think you said 2,163 in a year, and there's only 365 days in a year, so that's ticking them off pretty good. So very impressive. Congratulations on that. Imagine if you were down the radio 3, 4, or 5 hours a day, what you could pick out. Of course, I don't know how many stations are on a day, too. I know nothing about POTA. I just kind of interested in it, but just didn't think I could add it on to my schedule anyway. So, okay, we're down to the end of the list. KC8YVF, go ahead, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net. Hey, great job, Bob, on the POTA stations. For me, I just signed up for the POTA website and got my login and was reading some information about, you know, how do I make contacts or how do I log the contacts that I make and blah, 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 and find out I have about 40 POTA contacts that I'm credited to, which is 40 more than I knew about. So I'll have to start working on those a little bit for this year. I was quite surprised at that I had any. I mean, I've worked some POTA station before, and I've logged them on my local log, but I thought you had to log it into the POTA website or whatever, but it looks like I don't. So the contacts that I made, matter of fact, a couple that I made yesterday showed up later that evening up on the POTA site, so I was kind of excited about that. So I'll have to try and make some contacts when I'm down here doing things, and more in the winter because there's not much to do outside and stay away from the cold, I guess. But anything more for me? A couple of little things here. Let me break for a second. For this Mid-Michigan net, we had a total of 375 check-ins. So total each week, 325 check-ins for the year, which is quite nice. I mean, we've had each month I total up the numbers, and I send those numbers into the state, and each month has a total number of contacts. We have a total time that was spent, total man hours, and the number of messages for that month. So our total 375 check-ins for this net, which equated out to 1,500
and 69 hours of net time for the year for this net. So thank you, everyone, that participated into this net. Like I said, as net manager, I do send this information in, and that gets posted to the state's numbers. And we had 35 messages that were also passed, which are typically the messages from this net. Each one accounts for that. And when I do a net, of course, obviously I'm not passing a message to myself. So thank you for everybody that's done that. And we're starting the new year, so new year. So congratulations on that. Rest of this week, like I said, back doing my normal work. Thursday, I'll be up at Midland. Midlands Radio Club has their, they didn't do one in December. They do a Christmas dinner up at the Red Oak restaurant in Sanford. So Mike, KD8MMH, and myself are both members. We'll be going up for the dinner there on Saturday, or on Thursday. So we'll have a good time there. So we'll see what we get also for the weather and the rest of the week. So 73, everyone. We'll talk to some of you next week or tomorrow night on the SavaraNet. This is KC8YVF back to net.
Okay, Ron. Well, busy schedule for you. That leaves us at the end of the list. Anyone else would like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net, please call in ADRL. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for tonight's net?
Recheck KC8YVF.
Go ahead, Ron.
Just a reminder, the schedule, net control schedule for this net is up on the Savara's website. So if you need to check the schedule for that, or if you have any conflicts with any of the dates on there, let me know. But the schedule is up on the KADAC.com website, KC8YVF.
Okay, copy all that, Ron. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is David and ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:32 p.m. local, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy, 26 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 24 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 24 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 25 degrees.